7.
Airwaves 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our website. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to create the content. What you see on the front page, those items as you roll down the page, are all created by listeners like you. We did not put those things there. You did. And you did it because you think they're interesting, you think we might enjoy them, and other listeners would enjoy them as well. It's a social bookmarking website, and you get to vote on the different items that have been posted. You can post things yourself. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. It is completely free. That's, again, freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to jump right into the big news of the day, at least in my opinion. The Postal Service cutting Saturday mail. I was actually just there today at the post office, which is a rarity for me. I try to avoid the post office at all costs, but I did not have enough stamps to send out the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree DVDs to various different liberty-oriented shows and Carlos Miller, and I sent out probably about a dozen DVDs today to kind of reviewer types, people that, you know, it's a review copy, basically. Hey, I'll send you a free movie if you agree to review the movie and maybe have Derek Jay on to talk about it. So that's why I was at the post office, and I had heard about this news prior to going there, and of course it was the talk of the post office as well. One of the customers was talking with one of the clerks about, well, what's going to happen? Are you going to stop delivering on Saturday? And apparently they're going to stop delivering mail on Saturday, but they will continue delivering packages on Saturday. And I guess they were able to do this without actually having to get Congress's permission first, which we've been covering the Postal Service and the dire financial straits that they have found themselves in after the advent of email, and email has just been whittling away for, you know, two decades now at the Postal Service, and the amount of mail, the, you know, the physical amount of mail that they're transferring, it's gone down significantly, and so their revenues are down, and they've been trying to figure out what to do. The proposal to cut Saturday delivery has been on the table for a while, and in all the prior articles that we've shared with you about this, it's always kind of been the message of the piece that, well, they can't do anything without Congress's permission. They have to go to Congress with a plan and what they want to do to change how their business operates, and then Congress has to approve that plan. But apparently they were able to just go ahead and make this decision.
Well, it's according to the postmaster, that it's legal. Our lawyer said it's legal. So this is, you know, once again...
And who's going to sue them?
This is why I hate this whole concept. And I grew up with this idea. I really did. The nation of laws. And I can still get behind the idea if the laws were sort of manageable, and that people could read them and understand them. But this is, one lawyer gives an opinion, maybe a couple few lawyers give an opinion,
yeah,
about the law and what it is, and then they'll, you know, at some point or another, somebody will take it to court. You can believe it'll be taken to court relatively quickly in this circumstance, because, well, my goodness, the union isn't going to like that, so that'll be taken to court relatively quickly, and, of course, some of the politicians in Washington feel slighted, so... You know, there's every reason why the American taxpayer should pay to fight both sides of this crap. And in order that we can find out whether or not we're going to get pizza coupons delivered to us on Saturday or not. And,
yeah.
I mean, you know, like the post office really was something important a few decades ago. But I haven't had home mail delivery in... like 6 years or something.
Okay.
It's been quite some time.
You've got a private mailbox.
I have a, you know, sort of private mailbox, and I go get it, and I don't have to deal with all the crap that people get. But, you know, the vast majority of what people get are bills that could be delivered through the email. and which you can go get an email box for free, and I don't have to pay to subsidize the post office. And yes, they are subsidized. They don't get tax dollars, but they get all kinds of benefits. And if you want to read that, you can go read. I'll pull it up. But the Cato Institute's piece on the post office, and they make it very clear, and they do a far better job than I can do right here.
Let me ask you this: you say you have a private box. Now, yeah. I have a box down at the post office,
yep.
which is not the same as what you're talking about.
That's post office box versus a private mailbox.
Private mailbox. Okay. So I did not know that private mailboxes existed. So
I love them.
Yeah, I do too. Now that you're telling me that there's no junk mail.
Well, that's one more thing.
My follow up question is: you are telling me there's no junk mail?
Not unless you sign up for it.
Okay.
Now one more thing is: you can get a FedEx or UPS package delivered to my box, and they can't to yours.
They can
that's
now.
That, oh, really?
They can
really?
Now because I just went in the course of the last year to renew my box, and they said, oh well, you can use this for FedEx and UPS
wow.
now.
That's a big
oh,
change.
Oh my goodness, finally, yeah. right. But the biggest frustration that I have is I will go in and I will pick up my mail and I will inevitably have a purple slip in my box saying you have your overflow.
Yep.
Too much mail.
And so you have to wait.
I go wait in line. And invariably, it is a stack of crap that ends up in the trash.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Monadnock Shopper. Forgive me, I only need one copy of the Monadnock Shopper a week. I get four.
Another Yankee candle
right.
thing.
It's like an advertiser, publication, newspaper, local news.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
and it's just everybody's throwaway stuff, you know. And it just is frustrating to me. Why am I paying for this service? Because you can't get it to my house correctly. This is why I bought the box, so you didn't even have to take it outside to deliver it correctly.
What do they charge?
I think it's $30 every 6 months.
30 every six. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what I pay for my private mailbox, but I can tell you that the fact that I'm not handing out my home address to a bunch of people makes me very, very happy.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of just passing that thing out willy-nilly. Anybody can get a hold of it. So, that's a very good thing. But, all in all, I felt like this Saturday delivery thing was still a half measure. Look, the post office isn't good for much anymore. I think that the very best thing that they deliver is that handwritten card from grandma. I'm not going to diminish that. That thing is really, really awesome.
Yeah.
But it doesn't justify all of the junk mail, because that's what the Postal Service is now. It's another ad venue. Of all the ad venues out there, television stations, radio stations, your internet, everything, the post office is just another one of those. And the advertisers get a reduced rate. They get a bulk rate. When I send a letter, I've got to pay full freight. Explain to me why the guy who's sending a bunch of pizza coupons out gets a cheaper rate than me. I'm actually using it for what it's supposed to be for. He should be subsidizing that behavior, if that's what you want. If you want more cards sent, you should subsidize that to get young people using this service again. Because I can tell you it's going over the cliff. What should happen is they should keep all 6 days a week of delivery and just deliver to each house every other day. That way, you've still got you've got a much better setup going on, and you can work with employee attrition, that kind of thing. How many people really need to get mail every single day?
Well, if you're going to deliver to every other house, you're still running the same patterns,
I don't mean exactly every other house. I mean,
you could just do it. You could do mail delivery every other day, just like the Times-Picayune, I think it was, down in the New Orleans area, I believe it is.
Doing newspaper.
As they cut back their newspaper from 7 days a week to three.
That's not what I mean, though, Ian. I mean that you have two routes. A mail person would have two routes. They do one on Monday, the other one on Tuesday, the first one on Wednesday, the second one on Thursday. They just alternate between the two routes.
I get what you're saying, but unfortunately, Mark, they are not probably going to do that.
They're going to flail like a mastodon on the tar pit.
Well, we haven't talked about the dollars here. In fact, we haven't really even gotten the story
yet. The problem, right?
Because, as you pointed out, Mark, this is just this one day. It's just mail on this one day. Is that going to be anything significant? Is it any significant amount of money? And the answer is, well, when you add it all up, it's a significant amount of money, but not compared to what they're behind the ball with. Not compared to how much cash they are hemorrhaging on a yearly basis. And the article here from Yahoo.com and I think ABC. What? ABC Otis News. I don't know what that is, but we'll get into the details here. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And just how much money are they looking at saving? How much money are they currently losing? What kind of an impact will this change have on the Postal Service? And whether or not they will be solvent in any way, shape, or form in the foreseeable future. 855-453. Maybe you work for the post office and you want to give us the inside scoop. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extra.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number for you to bring up what you want, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we invite you over to our website, where we've got a lot of features that are waiting for you there. News updates are included. We've got the email, of course. It's the old school option. And then there's also Facebook and Twitter, which allow you to receive updates during the show. Well, actually, like I just did, I posted this post office story that we're about to talk about on our Facebook and Twitter. So that's a way for you to get more than just news updates about the show. You'll get updates, you know, questions, observations, show prep, actually during the show. And you can do that by going to news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up. Once again, go to news.freetalklive.com. Now, coming up during the Liberty Forum, the very first night of the Liberty Forum, when things are a little on the slow side, there's not a whole lot, you know, Thursday night's not the biggest night of the Liberty Forum. Friday, Saturday nights, those are the biggest nights of the Liberty Forum. So Thursday night's a perfect time to take some time out from the hotel and get out and hang out with some friends and see a good movie.
That's right. Go see the Silver Circle movie. The screening is going to be at Chunky's on Thursday night, but you don't have to go. There's going to be transportation. You don't have to drive there, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
There's going to be transportation provided. It's going to include luxury seating and finger foods. Cash bar will be available, and you can go with all your Free Stater friends.
You can eat and drink at this movie. This is pretty cool.
That's right, and you don't have to drive home.
Right.
So they're going to drive you back. And so there you go. You can join the folks from Silver Circle to see. Now, as I understand, this is going to be the first time at a Free Stater event that the movie is going to be seen in its entirety without, you know, sort of, the last time was a rough cut.
Yeah.
So
I don't think all the animation was finished or something last time.
And this is a movie about sort of rebels against the Federal Reserve making their own money. It's done in a sort of computer animation style. It's got a very sexy polygon in it. You can, and this will be on Thursday, February the 21st at 9 p.m. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum in order to buy your ticket. As I understand, there are about a dozen tickets left, so you really ought to hurry.
Yeah, for sure.
FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get your ticket. Get it very, very, very soon.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum here in a little bit. It's going to be coming up soon, and it'll be here before you know it, so definitely a good thing to act on ASAP. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. In fact, speaking of the Federal Reserve, I've got a related story about some hackers honing the Federal Reserve. We can talk more about that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. But first, the big news of the day about the Postal Service. This is pretty big news. I mean, the Postal Service cutting back delivery. They're cutting Saturdays out. They claim they are still going to deliver packages on Saturdays, but regular mail will not be delivered. And according to the story over at ABC Otis News, whatever that is, of the United States. Normally when you hear POTUS, it's like POTUS, President of the United States.
I don't know.
Can you look that one up for me? I'm just curious. What is ABC OTUS News? So anyway, they're reporting that it's an apparent end run around an unaccommodating Congress. The service expects the Saturday mail cutback to begin the week of August 5th and will save them about $2 billion annually, according to the Postmaster General and their CEO, Patrick Donahoe. He says, "Our financial condition is urgent," at a press conference. "The move accentuates one of the agency's strong points. Package delivery has increased by 14% since 2010, say officials, while the delivery of letters and other mail has declined with the increasing use of email and other internet services. Under the new plan, mail would be delivered to homes and businesses only from Monday through Friday, but would still be delivered to post office boxes on Saturdays. Post offices now open on Saturdays would remain open on Saturdays, at least for the time being." Over the last several years, the Postal Service is advocating shifting to a five-day delivery schedule for mail and packages, and it repeatedly but unsuccessfully appealed to Congress to approve the move. Though an independent agency, the service gets no tax dollars for its day-to-day operations, but is subject to congressional control. So I don't know how they can get away with calling it an independent agency if it's dependent on the decisions of Congress. But they've got their legal definitions for the words that they use. Doesn't seem to be very independent to me. In fact, they're quite dependent on tax dollars, as I understand it, to shore up their pension funds, which they cannot possibly cover through revenue. According to the story, Congress has included a ban on five-day delivery in its appropriations bill, but because of because the federal government is now operating under temporary spending measure rather than an appropriations bill, Donahoe says it's the agency's interpretation that it can make the change itself. He says this is not a gotcha or anything like that. He says the agency is essentially asking Congress not to reimpose the ban when the spending measure expires on March 27th, and he said he would work with Congress on the issue. So does that make sense to you guys, what's going on here?
Like I said, this is the opinion of an attorney, and when it comes to a law, this is the reason I, at one point in my life, I was, yes, the rule of law is what keeps Western society from crumbling into the ocean. I used to feel that way, but, when you're talking about a law, you ask 10 lawyers, you'll get 15 opinions.
It's a technicality. Just to run through it again here, the Congress wants to make sure they don't do this cutback, so they have a ban on five-day delivery in their appropriations bill, but they're operating under a temporary spending measure. You remember all that nonsense about the conflict in D.C. that's been put off until, March something or other?
Right.
So all of that is basically creating a loophole, according to the Postmaster General, where he can just go ahead and make this decision. So that's what they've done. And then once the spending measure is no longer temporary, then they're going to beg Congress to leave it alone and to not force them to reinstate Saturday delivery. So all of this is not going to happen until August anyway, so who knows what's actually going to transpire between now and then.
The lawsuits have to shake out first.
The agency clearly thinks it has a majority of the American public on its side regarding the change. Postal market research and other research indicated nearly 7 out of 10 Americans support the switch to five-day delivery as a way for the Postal Service to reduce costs, says the agency. They are advancing an important new approach to delivery that reflects the strong growth of our package business and responds to the financial realities resulting from America's changing mailing habits. We developed this approach by working with our customers to understand their delivery needs and by identifying creative ways to generate significant cost savings. Now, to give the Postal Service credit, they have finally, after a decade, they have finally implemented trackable shipping. Have you all seen this yet?
No.
As I recall, the trackable shipping was like, your package has shipped.
Yeah,
signature. Right.
They've changed it. The last time I looked, they actually did have an updating kind of here's where it is sort of.
So like FedEx and UPS.
Yeah, they finally.
Maybe get on board.
Right. It took them a decade.
Right.
It took them an extra decade, but they finally caught up. The financial pressures are so great, they finally decided to try to compete with FedEx and UPS. So kudos to them for getting that
finally,
one right.
I don't know. The issue to me,
it's like praising the retarded boy because he's was able to make it around the track
once. Are you being kind? You're patting them on the head and saying good job, well done for getting.
Yeah,
getting
I'm trying to find something nice to say about these guys. I mean, I know that a lot of people in the Postal Service, they're not bad people. They just want a job and
a pension.
Right. And by all indications,
wouldn't you want a pension too?
This postal pension's pretty sweet. And the government bennies are awesome, so, most of the people are there just to have a nice job. 855, 453, unfortunately, it's still a bureaucracy as independent as it supposedly is. And we've got to get to the numbers here, the billions and billions of dollars this Postal Service is hemorrhaging on a yearly basis, and what cutting the Saturday delivery is going to do, if anything, to all that. It's Free Talk Live.
Balance. Harmony. Mental alertness. Physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Mm-hmm. fall in love. With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Service cutting Saturday delivery, and this is a big deal. What do you think? 855 450 free. Is this going to actually have any kind of an effect on rescuing them from financial calamity, or is it basically the equivalent of them bandaging up their pinky finger while they are bleeding profusely from their legs having been cut right. off? So you are welcome to share your thoughts. You can also bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. And maybe you are on the inside. Maybe you work as a Postal Service employee, or you have worked as a Postal Service employee, and you'd like to kind of give us your perspective on what all this means and how other employees are responding around you. You know, what's the buzz in the back office? 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect to us on Skype. And our username there is lrn.fm. You will have to send a request. We will add you as a contact. And at that point, it's easy to connect on Skype, and it usually sounds pretty great. So keep that in mind. Also, know this. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum, it's coming up. We were just talking about how you can go see a great movie on Thursday night. There are also great movies on Friday and Saturday night at the Liberty Forum as well. Friday night, they're going to be featuring Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the director's cut. Derek J is going to be there. He will be presenting the film and will be taking your questions afterwards. In addition to, he'll have his fancy sign-in pen with him, which is silvery and very nice. And so he'll be signing your copies of the DVD, which will be available for purchase there. And Vermin Supreme will be presenting his movie on Saturday night.
He is coming.
It's big. This is a big deal. I mean, Vermin Supreme, really cool guy, really talented. I would categorize him as, you know, a brilliant satirist, comedian almost. He's got a great little skit that he does as Vermin Supreme. But he's also another character. If you're familiar with Borat, you guys familiar with Borat?
Yeah, the Sasha
Baron Cohen, I guess is his name. Anyway, he has a handful of different characters that he's played over the years, and it's kind of a gig where, you know, you play this character in real life and you have cameras rolling on people to see how they respond to it. Well, this is a similar kind of situation.
I don't think Vermin's quite as nasty as
no,
Borat.
No, definitely not.
Though.
No.
I mean, I think I don't like the situations that I've seen Borat put people in, and
they're very uncomfortable in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
But Vermin Supreme is more
he
of a political
one
genius.
Where he sprinkled glitter on one of the minor party candidates. But the guy basically said he was making him gay with the glitter,
right.
And the guy was like against gay people or something.
Yeah, so it was hilarious. So. The guy's brilliant, and he's going to be coming up to show his movie, which you've never seen before. Odds are good you've never seen this movie because it has not been released. And it is, it's called, oh God, what is it called? I forget
what it's called.
It's Vermin's movie. It's Vote Jesus, that's what it's called. And in this movie, Vermin Supreme plays someone else. He does not play Vermin Supreme. He is playing, I forget the character's name, but it's essentially another candidate for president. So Vermin Supreme, every 4 years, runs for president, gets on the ballot here in New Hampshire, gets in the minor party debates.
He's the guy with a rubber boot on his head.
Wears a rubber boot and gets some level of press and renown from doing that. This other candidate is an ultra-right-wing religious guy. So totally not Vermin Supreme in any way, shape, or form. Ultra-righty, ultra-religious, and basically the movie is him going to various different right-wing events and portraying this ultra-right-wing character in order, you know, with video cameras, in order to get these right-wingers to reveal themselves, you know, because they feel comfortable, right? They feel like this guy's one of theirs, you know, this is one of our people. So I can feel comfortable, you know, showing how bigoted I am, for instance, as a ultra right winger. This is what he shows in this movie. And if you go look for Vote Jesus, you'll find on YouTube the trailers for this film. It looks really entertaining. So I'm excited that we managed to get him for this.
He also has a short called Learning with Vermin.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, I'm looking at his IMDb page. It's kind of funny. Vote Jesus, The Chronicles of Ken Stevenson.
Ken Stevenson.
That's right.
Yeah. So this movie has not been released. It's actually been mostly finished for the last few years, but I guess there's been some sort of a holdup in the production process or whatever. Anyway, Vermin's basically got a rough cut that he's going to show the audience on Saturday night, and I'm pretty jazzed about it. So there's that, and then there's all kinds of speakers during the daytime. We're just talking about the movies that are going to be shown at night. You've got all kinds of speakers, panel discussions, banquet dinners, buffet luncheons, even a buffet breakfast, I think on Sunday morning, and you can get into it all for $209. Plus, you'll save 10% if you use our discount code FTL2013, and you can do that over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Free Talk Live, going to be broadcasting live every single night from the Liberty Forum. It's a great time, great excuse to come up to New Hampshire and meet some of your future neighbors. It's not too late. The hotel is not yet sold out. But you do want to get in sooner rather than later, because you definitely don't want to be staying in the hotel down the street, because all the fun is had in the hotel, and that's where you want to be. That's where you want to be because, you know, people will be having a good time at night, and you don't want to have to go to another hotel. You want to be able to stumble on up to your room and go to bed. It's a good time. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now then, the Postal Service looking to cut Saturday delivery. The cut officially goes into effect in August. However, there's the chance that Congress will get its spending measure finalized in their appropriations bill or whatever, and at that point they could tell the post office, hey, you're not allowed to do that. So this may end up being overturned by the time August actually comes around, but as of right now, there's quite a lot of hubbub about this.
I'm just going to say it one more time. In my household, when we don't have money coming in, it doesn't go out.
They don't don't have to worry about that because they can always look to Congress to shore up their failures.
Yeah, you know, if I had a neighbor I could go to with a gun to say, hey, go get me some money.
Well, I don't know if they have to go to the Congress with a gun, but I get what you're saying. Congress goes to you and I with the gun,
right,
and they take the money from us. But the president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, Frederick Rolando, said the end of Saturday mail delivery is a disastrous idea that would have a profoundly negative effect on the Postal Service and on millions of customers, he claims, particularly businesses, rural communities, the elderly, the disabled, and others who depend on Saturday delivery for commerce and communication. When is the last time you've ever known anyone who's depended on Saturday delivery for
anything? That couldn't
anything?
Wait till Monday?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I just don't see this this service as being as integral as it used to be. I mean, you know, there was a time when I was alive that the way you got messages around town was by dropping them in, the, you know, a little paper piece into a mailbox someplace, and it would end up someplace else. But that's changed. I mean, try to imagine getting Free Talk Live's granular updates through some kind of mail service. Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll tell you what we're thinking during the show. I mean, good Lord, it's just dumb.
It's antiquated, and this guy is the head of the union, though, right? So he wants to make sure everything stays exactly as is.
Sure. He doesn't want any robots sorting mail. He wants to bring as many people in as possible.
Right, because he wants to inflate the size of the union, increase union dues, and he's got his own incentives in this game.
Lots of people do. I have here a quote from Reuters. Trade organizations that have a stake in Saturday mail delivery, such as the Greeting Card Association and the National Association of Letter Carriers, also expressed their disappointment. George White, president of the Greeting Card Association, said the organization is concerned that this will drive down the number of greeting cards sent. Okay? More than 60% of greeting cards are delivered through the Postal Service. So if you have a Saturday birthday, you might as well have a Sunday birthday, too, this year. Eliminating Saturday service is short-sighted and self-defeating. There are much better alternatives that will lead to a stronger Postal Service without significantly and negatively impacting the citizen mailer, White said. The Association of Letter Carriers President Frederick Rolando said the plan was disastrous and would harm small businesses.
Yep, I just read that quote a moment ago.
Rural communities, the elderly, and disabled.
Yep.
I just don't understand that. How a business that's opened Monday through Friday isn't affected by weekend delivery. How are the elderly affected by a Saturday delivery?
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's almost as though they're making it sound like because Saturday delivery doesn't exist, everything that would have been delivered on Saturday is actually going into a black hole.
It disappears.
Right.
You know, it's not going to show up on Monday.
You know.
Somebody won't deliver it a day. I mean, this is the thing, is the good birthday card delivers, those people have it 2 weeks out anyway. You know, they drop it in. They know what day to put it in.
Yeah.
They know when to do it. They're not dropping the one in like I am. Oh,
2 days beforehand.
I should have had before. Crap. Hey, Bob, how are you? Call you on the phone.
Let's come back with more here in moments. 855, 453. Still got to talk about the numbers, which are stunning. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Want 855-450-FREE, especially if you work for the Postal Service or have worked for the Postal Service, and you can, I don't know, give us an inside scoop as to what it's like in this union that is saying the National Association of Letter Carriers, Frederick Rolando, their president, saying that it's a disastrous idea to get rid of Saturday delivery. The elderly will be affected by this.
How? I'm at a
no
loss
explanation.
For how.
No, there's no explanation.
Well, I think that there are people in America that sit around and the most exciting part of their day is getting the mail.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
So what we're doing is diminishing for those people by 17% the most excitement.
Yeah.
I don't think. Now, however, let's point out that this excitement is delivered, in sort of a socialist manner. I shouldn't have to subsidize their excitement.
Sure. I mean, if you are in a nursing home or a trailer park or something like that and you want to have that excitement and there's a real demand for that excitement, I mean, the trailer park or nursing home could hold a few pieces of their mail back and then they could just send someone around on Saturdays to, you know, make them feel like there's still Saturday delivery.
Here's some pizza coupons.
Are you feeling okay, Ian? You're ragging on the retards and the trailer park people today.
No,
what's
I'm talking
on?
About the elderly people. Elderly people
in trailer parks.
Tend to live in trailer parks in a lot of cases.
Oh,
at least
right,
in Florida, where
Florida.
I come from.
Right, okay. So it just made sense. I'm like, they don't live in trailer parks up here, Ian. What's wrong with
I don't
you?
Think there's anything wrong with living in a trailer park. I love Trailer Park Boys. It's a hilarious show.
Yes, it is a hilarious show.
Highly recommend it if you haven't seen that. But anyway, back to the story here. So they are arguing over this, and of course the National Association of Letter Carriers is going to do everything they can to put a stop to this. They're saying that what they're doing is not right, that it's going to be disastrous. However, some bureaucrats say it's a common sense reform. Others agreed the Postal Service has little choice. According to James O'Rourke, professor of management at the University of Notre Dame, he says if the Congress of the United States refuses to take action to save the Postal Service, then the Postal Service will have to take action on its own. He said other action will be needed as well, such as shuttering smaller rural post offices and restructuring, which they've already done to some extent, and restructuring employee health care and pension costs. He points out it's unclear whether the USPS has the legislative authority to take such actions on its own, but the alternative is the status quo until it's completely cash-starved. Well, I don't know about you, but I would consider losing $15.9 billion in a year to be cash-starved. I'm not sure how many billions of dollars you have to lose hand over fist, quarter after quarter, year after year, before someone will finally qualify your business as cash-starved. Postal Service made the announcement today, actually, and they wanted to give people enough time before the switchover to give folks time to plan and adjust. Now, the postal head bureaucrat, Donahoe, said the change would mean a combination of an employee reassignment and attrition, and is expected... That's firing people. And is expected
to... attrition isn't firing people.
It's not refilling.
No?
It's not refilling positions that get...
So people leave or quit or retire, they just...
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Right.
And as he says, expected to achieve a cost savings of approximately $2 billion annually when fully implemented. However, the agency in November reported an annual loss of, as I mentioned, a record $15.9 billion for the last budget year and forecasts more red ink in 2013, capping a tumultuous year in which it was forced to default on billions in retiree health payment, health benefit prepayments to avert bankruptcy. So this is not getting better for them. $15.9 billion, a record loss. Year after year, it keeps getting worse.
I'm going to say it again. Here's my solution, and I think it's the only thing that can be done. Okay, you're going to have to let go of all the contractors because it's impossible to get rid of union employees. You're going to have to change the policy for new hires. Try not to hire any of them. You're going to have to stop delivering on, basically deliver to every address every other day. And, you know, you're just going to have that many fewer carriers out there. You'll probably have just as many processing people.
Unfortunately, though, Mark, there are all these rights that government workers tend to have that'll get in the way of all of this, which is why the union has so much negotiating power here.
I'm not suggesting getting rid of a single union worker.
Yeah, but if you're going to be cutting the work that they're doing.
They have all kinds of contract workers that work for the post office. They've stopped hiring new union workers because they can't afford them.
Yeah.
The union knows it. The post office knows it. The United States government knows it. Everybody with half a brain in their head knows it.
But the existing union workers are in like Flynn, right? I mean, they're all set.
You can't get rid of them.
Yeah,
I mean, the only thing
I'm saying.
You can do
got these
to get
rights.
Rid of them is walk through with a gun and shoot them. I mean, there's nothing you could do to get rid of these people.
Right. They have these employee rights, these union rights, and these expectations that they're going to receive that forever.
I had a plan to actually address the problem rather than complaining about unions. Certainly, you know, different unions have different problems. This union has a particular problem with costs, but that's that. The fact is that you're going to have to address the problems with running because I think that
the union doesn't care about the Postal Service. They are willing to run it all the way into the ground as long as they get to collect their checks all the way to the bitter end.
I think you pretty much have to do that.
And you see that with unions generally anyway. I think that's the solution here. Stop.
Run it down into the ground?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen at some point, unless they just start printing money to keep it afloat, which the Congress certainly is well within its purview to do that, which, of course, would result in inflation, further inflation of the U.S. dollar and further devaluation of the currency. The agency in November reported an annual loss, as I mentioned, of $15.9 billion. The financial losses for the fiscal year ending September 30th were more than triple the $5.1 billion loss in the previous year. More than triple. They lost $5 billion in 2012, and then in 2013, they lost over $15 billion. Not good.
How can they continue to operate that way? I mean, it doesn't even make any sense.
This $2 billion they're going to save by cutting Saturday delivery is not going to do anything. The agency's biggest problem and the majority of the red ink in 2012 was not due to reduced mail flow, but rather to mounting mandatory costs for future retiree health benefits, which made up $11.1 billion of the losses. Without that and other related labor expenses, the mail agency sustained an operating loss of $2.4 billion, actually lower than the previous year, because as they mentioned, they are actually doing more package business for some reason. And so
it's
a
little cheaper sometimes to send packages through the post office. I mean, you don't feel as confident that it's going to get there as quick or as safe, I think. But
But basically,
there's some things you can only send through the post office, too.
If they didn't have this crazy health mandate and, you know, pension plan, if there wasn't all that money out there in this situation, then cutting Saturday delivery would actually almost make them, almost put them in the black.
Yep.
Almost. But unfortunately,
they need to cut 3 days a week for every address.
The health payments.
Then they'll get a little bit of money, a little bit of breathing room. They can redesign their business.
The health payments are a requirement imposed by Congress in 2006 that the post office set aside $55 billion in an account to cover future medical costs for retirees. The idea was to put $5.5 billion per year into the account for 10 years, and that's $5.5 billion the post office does not have.
Sure doesn't.
No other government agency is required to make such a payment for future medical benefits. Postal authorities wanted Congress to address the issue last year, but they finished their session without getting it done. So officials are moving ahead to accelerate their own plan for cost cutting. The Postal Service is in the midst of a major restructuring throughout its retail delivery and mail processing operations since 2006. It has cut its annual costs by about $15 billion, reduced the size of its career workforce by 193,000 or by 28%.
That's the career workforce.
Right, and that's where Mark's remarks from earlier come in.
And it has consolidated more than 200 mail processing locations. Despite all of that cost cutting, they're still throwing money down a hole. Just set it on fire. This is not sustainable. And it's just fascinating to watch it. It's like watching a train wreck. A really slow train wreck. One that takes years to actually end up finishing. And when will this be finished? I don't know. How will it go down? How will it all end up playing out? I'm fascinated to see it happen. And you're certainly welcome to comment if you'd like at 855-450-FREE. But still to come here tonight, we've got other things to talk about, including 30 days for flipping a judge the bird. Also, a 10-year-old has been arrested, if I'm not mistaken, Mark, for bringing a gun to school. But not just any gun. We'll get to the details on that that story as well. And, of course, you can take control here at 855-450-FREE. Oh, yeah, and the Federal Reserve gets pwned by Anonymous. The central bank has confirmed an intrusion after the hacktivist group Anonymous has claimed to have stolen 4,000 bankers' details. Now, I don't know if that means they got into accounts. It doesn't sound like they did. It sounds like they've gotten some information about who the bankers are, I guess, all around the country. And we can learn more about that here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can connect with us on Skype as well. You can use username lrn.fm to hook up with us on Skype. So you take control. Hour number two is still on the way. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.